Sea Alaska allows its 13 board members to serve as long as they can win re-election. While some are relatively new, others have been on the corporation's governing body for between 25 and 40 years. Shareholder Michael Lee Beasley, known as Mick, wants to change that. He's filed a resolution limiting directors to just three complete three-year terms.
If we want to restructure ourselves, we have to start with our election system.
Beasley has done this before and lost. His last attempt in 2012 tried to limit directors to four terms, and in 2009 he tried for just two terms. The Juno Artist says incumbents have too much advantage, creating a largely self-perpetuating board.
We need a fair and balanced election system, and that'll usher in different directors, different ideas, different opportunities, and it'll be more inclusive.
The term limits resolution will be on Sea Alaska's proxy ballot, which will be issued to shareholders this spring. Results will be released at the annual shareholders meeting, June 25th in Ketchikan. Corporate Secretary and General Counsel Jaylene Arujo says the measure meets Sea Alaska's basic requirements.
Simply stated, he submitted a resolution that meets the qualifications because it's not unlawful. It is appropriate to come before the shareholders, and he secured the signature of 1% of our voting shares of the corporation.
She says the board will not take a position on the resolution until its next regular meeting in early April, but it's opposed the previous two attempts. Then Corporate Secretary Nicole Hollingstad said this during the 2009 balloting.
This is a really significant loss of institutional experience and knowledge. That actually damages the credibility and stability of the corporation.
The board makeup and leadership have changed somewhat since then. The ballot will also include four board seats. Beasley says he'll file to run, as he's done before. He says that will include promoting his term limits measure.
You know, the idea here is you're fighting as like a little mouse fighting against an elephant. But you got to keep your squeak going, you know, or there's never going to be any change.
Sea Alaska officials have maintained the elections are fair. And the reason earlier term limits measures have failed is that shareholders don't want the change. They've said the same about separate Beasley resolutions to change or eliminate discretionary voting, where shareholders turn their ballots over to the board. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.